Sorry about that, Dave. Madam Chair, could I jump in?
Sure,
real quick?
Brian.
I think my feeling about the reserves, Dave, is very close to yours, except that my feeling is they should only be spent down in the case of unforeseen one-time expenses. I would rather see now the KPFA, well, started this fiscal year with $980,000 cash in the bank and $100,000 to our benefit current accounts balance. I would like to see us be able to cut fundraising days. It's taken a lot of work to get the reserves we have in the bank. We spend about 60 days a year fundraising, average about $60,000 a day. You try to get us up to that 1 month, that's telling everyone here they got to be on the air asking for money 6 more days, and that's putting our listener through it too, and I think that's hard for us in the long term. I'd like to submit a proposal for the committee's consideration that I guess we could, if you'd want to take more time to look at it, consider it a future date, but it would be as follows. I'll email this right now. Each unit must have a reserve. Hold on, I'm hitting send. A reserve of at least 1 month's operating expenses in their operating account at the beginning of the fiscal year. Units may tap this reserve to cover cash flow shortfalls, but must replenish it by the end of the same fiscal year. Each unit must have an emergency reserve equal to at least 2 months' operating expenses in the savings account. Stations may use this money only in the case of a catastrophic event and must submit a plan for replenishing it. Any station that does not meet the operating and emergency reserve requirements shall budget an annual net surplus of no less than 1 month's operating expenses until they satisfy the reserve requirements. 1 month's operating expenses is defined as the unit's annual operating costs, not including capital spending or the central services levy, divided by 12.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I think that's very good, very well thought out. But I think that perhaps we can take that and maybe do a little subcommittee and just to pass. We have gone over this a number of times, like Dave said, for the last 2.5 years. Yeah. So why don't we kind of like meet and other people who have who've gone over this and go put in to add our the other positions that have been taken that are similar to what Brian has said, and kind of scrap that and then put it forward as a motion for the National Finance Committee. And
point
I think
order.
to really address this, and I think it should be done soon though. You know, maybe do this before our next meeting, which I think we'd schedule for the 27th. How does that sound, Brian?
Point of order.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Is that Dave?
I have a point of order, yeah. I'm asking, I want to ask Brian. Brian, did you put what you just said forward as a motion for consideration by the body?
That.
That's a motion.
I did, yeah.
Okay. So that's before us now.
Yeah, I mean, you can move to postpone if you want to. I didn't want to spring it on focus.
Yeah.
That's just something I've been turning over.
I think it's a good idea to look at it closely. I thought, in some respects, some stations will be able to meet those criteria now, and some won't. So we need to have a good closer look and then see what the actual impact might be. But I do like the substance. I thank you very much. It's articulate, and I do need,
very
we need to look at it closely. Do we have another meeting date set for?
Yes, we do. I'm trying to find my notes here. We had set. I mean, if you could just continue, and I'll look for my notes to see when we'd actually propose the meeting.
Okay. If I can, I'd like to move on to KPFK while we are.
So Brian's motion. What we'd like to do is postpone and form a subcommittee to go over this and then get this in place before our budget is approved. Because this has been an ongoing discussion for the last 2.5 years. So again, as Dave said, if you could send that out, and then anyone who would like to participate in the subcommittee, you can either state now or, you can send me a note, and then we'll try to get a meeting before the next, or someone else would like to convene the meeting before our next finance committee meeting.
And before we go to KPFK, go ahead, Bernie.
Uh-huh. And I was just going to say that we had a subcommittee which consisted of Lonnie, Dave, and I think it was, and myself, and I don't know if they're still interested in, because we were working on it, and Dave, you probably can remind me where we left it, but I don't know if you guys are still interested in keeping that subcommittee going and taking up this particular a recommendation, but I will make myself available if you are.
Okay, so we want to continue Baruti, Lonnie, Dave, Brian.
That sounds good.
Okay, so who wants to convene this, Lonnie or Baruti?
Could we just agree to meet on some day right now? And
yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, that way it'll be quicker.
How about, you're busy this week because you're in New York, Lonnie, so would you rather do it next week?
Yeah, if that's okay.
Sure.
I'm back Monday.
Monday. Should we do it Tuesday the 18th at 5 p.m. Pacific?
That would be tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Oh, excuse
no, the 25th,
me. The next,
I think you
mean. I mean the 25th. Sorry.
Sure.
25th, is that good for you, Baruti?
What time? 5 p.m. Pacific?
8 p.m. your time.
8 p.m. East. Yeah, let me give a tentative yes. I'm trying to pull up my calendar, but I don't want to hold you guys up. So let's give me say tentatively yes.
Okay.
Brian, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Will you join us?
I'm sorry. I have something 6:30, which I don't think will be finished. If you want to make it a little bit later, maybe.
How about the next day? How about Wednesday?
Wednesday, I'm good. I'm free.
Is that good for you, Brian?
Yeah, that'll work for me. The caveat is always that if we have a meeting at 5 and a big story breaks on my news feed, I have to be covering that usually till 6.
Okay.
That's not something I can predict. But I'll probably be able to be on.
Let there be no news on that day.
Before we go on to Kay, can I just like to go back to that point I made at the beginning, which was, so for example, when I'm talking about the station providing new services, an example might be the newsroom deciding to create a website where they have an audio archive of all their shows in the way FSRN does, where they might make it text searchable and where they might also include some stories that didn't make the air. So that would be, and then the newsroom is saying things like, hey, listeners, you can go and on the web, you can go back and do research, you can listen to all our stories, et cetera, et cetera. That takes someone doing something that they're not already doing. Initiatives like that that bring you
Actually, we're doing that with our new webmaster and a little bit of grant money that we got for web development and expansion.
Great. So that's the kind of thing I'm asking about. Are there expenditures in the next year's budget in each station signal area in the national office that are devoted to doing something more than what we already do? And I was hoping we could touch on those things as we go through the budgets so we know what our level of investment in new initiatives is.
Well, then let me just clarify at KPFA. You know, we have room in our budget, in the budget that we basically have every year for some level of innovation. I mean, every year, one year it was streaming archives on the website, the next year it was podcasts. This year we're looking at creating a text searchable framework for all those archives and adding a lot more interactive features to the website. The way we've at least structured the website part of our station, there's room for innovation every year out of a regular operating budget.
But so what happens to the things that you were spending on last year to do that?
Well, a lot of it's set up.
I see.
In other
okay.
words, you with that kind of stuff, you automate a content management system. You just have to make sure that your webmaster has the time in his or her schedule to be setting new stuff up that can run itself. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you're saying you have a devoted part of your budget to new initiatives?
No, not as, I mean, there's nothing in the budget that says that, but having a full-time, very competent webmaster for us has meant that there are new initiatives on that front every year.
We're able to achieve productivity now with our new webmaster, which is like tremendous for KPFA.
Great.
Are there other questions about AIA? Do we want to move on?
Yeah, I just hope as we move through the budget that each station we talk about what they're doing that's new.
Right. And the point is that we're just your question is we're just not using going rate. We're looking at productivity within
right.
the station, and what are those items? Okay, great. Lonnie, do you want to go ahead?
KPFK. In looking at their bottom line, we mentioned they are coming in at $106,000. And the issue here is how have they managed it? Well, they need $250,000, so there is some work yet to be done. But the interesting thing about their budget and how it's worked out is that they're going to be able to save money on their health benefits by, as a result of those union negotiations, where their health plan and their retirement plan was moved from AFTRA to the national plan, saving that station about $80,000. So that has been an important component of that budget in terms of saving. That's one driver. The other driver, of course, is that they have, in their drive, done well and continue to be able to meet the drive goals. But they, like other stations, have had to go 16 or 17 days in order to raise those funds, and it hasn't been easy. There have been some things that have threatened their drive. I just did that budget with them, I think, Thursday or Friday, before it was sent out. And in it, the last thing I'll say about Kay is that it is more or less financially stable, but they, too, will likely have to go into their reserves at the end of, of September in order to make ends meet. So Eva is also aware of it, and she is expressed an interest in participating in the mail campaign as a way of bringing into the station new revenue from a joint now done. So that would be that would be one thing I'd point out. Another thing that there is in this budget $60,000 for stringers. Kay is in the process of using stringers, and maybe Dave or someone from Kay can speak to it, in the news department area rather than news staff. And that might be an interesting thing to discuss. And I wanted to ask how well did that go? It's been in place for a year or so. Any word on that one, Dave?
There's a concern about it because ultimately it turns out that some of those funds were being allocated to people who are really more properly classed as part-time reporters, the distinction being that a stringer is somebody who submits a story idea or considers, well, I guess you can ask somebody to go cover a story, but they're not somebody who comes in and works on the broadcast on a consistent basis for, you know, a period of time. So there's some concern that some of the funds that were allocated were not going towards people out in the community, towards, you know, a large variety of people submitting, which was sort of the board's intent when it made the recommendation. So that's something that we've got to look at, which is the making sure that those funds are going, in fact, that old thing of terminology, you know, making sure those things go to what was the intent, which is a lot of different people covering issues, you know, of interest and importance to them, as opposed to saying, hey, I'm going to pay you today to go do what I told you to do. So that's as much as I have on that. While I'm talking, I'll just say that I was surprised to see a $400,000 increase in our projected income for this coming year. And I was wondering if you could comment on that.
Yeah, and Kay is, and each driver exceeded goal by about $90,000. And they seem confident that they can do that. The contingency on part of this budget is that if the drives don't go well, what do you do? Well, they do have a small reserve, $300,000-$400,000. But they do have a $100,000 capital improvement item that they potentially could postpone. Has that been discussed, by the way, at all? There's $100,000 in this budget for capital improvement. And that's likely the roof. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And the roof.
Do you want to comment on that, Casey?
What's the question? Has it been discussed?
Yeah, has there been an estimate, that sort of thing? And, you know, are people aware that it's now budgetized and the money's, you know, once you start with the contractor, you are committed to fund?
We are not aware of anything, Lonnie. The only thing I'm aware of is that you met with Eva to put a budget together on Friday.
defense. I have no information at all.
Okay.
It's a very frustrating process for me right now.
This is Dave.
Yes, Dave.
I do think that the issue was raised in the manager's report in the last LSB meeting, that there was going to be stuff done on the roof, but I don't know that we got down to levels of specifics because of the shortness of time.
Well, it is there. I do want to point out that it is in this budget, so folks would be aware of it as it comes to the LSB. And I did go over carefully those revenue figures, too. I had the same concern. And let's do all the other numbers. So they seem okay. However, I think that if you have a bad drive or a drive that doesn't need go, then the budget might have to be looked at again, and you want to have enough reserve and contingency money to be able to have the station continue on in that eventuality. Again, though, same old issue. What if a drive doesn't go well? And you only have $100,000, and you need $250,000 to pay the next month's bill, then you probably need to get saved.
Is this Dave again?
Yes, Dave.
So where are the, because I haven't had a chance to look at this in detail, where are the increased expenses in case budget that account for that increase of, $400,000 and $430,000 increased income? I see we have more money in the surplus than we did last year, even counting that $100,000. But where are the big changes in expenditures? Do you know that off the top of your head, or do I need to scan?
Well, you got more revenue, and that's part worth covering from. And also, you have more major donation money.
No, but I'm saying, where are the offset expenditures? I see $30,000 more in the news department.
Yeah, $30,000 more in the news department.
But there's $330,000 more in income, so
there's a 4.5% increase in the salary area too.
That's accounting for $190,000 of it.
Yeah, and so you end up with, as you can see, the budget for 06 was $1.1 million in gross salaries, and now you're going to 1.3. At 1162 going to 1320, so you got an increase of a couple $100,000 on the salary side.
So just a quick question, this is Laverne. So we don't know if this is an increase in salary or increase in salary, increase in headcount. I mean, is it rate? Is it volume? That's why, again, this without seeing a headcount plan, this is. I mean, you can't do any analysis on this increase.
Well, they're imagine if they got a 4.5% increase per the union contract, and that increases the salaries by.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's salaries, news, increased central services going along with the increased listener support, and there seems to be a $10,000 increase in free speech radio news.
Yeah,
that seems to account for it.
In budget and for 07, you see the budget for 06 and 05, and the audit for 04, so you can clearly see where the differences are.
Yeah, and that's really, really helpful. Thank you very much for organizing it that way.
I have a concern here. We had our budget timeline, and I think we're trying to go by this, but, I'm looking at Case's concern about, what's happening with the KPFK budget, and I guess you're saying the budget came out on Friday and that the treasurer had not really seen this or haven't been able to get, in terms of really work on or with this budget. So we need some help there, Lonnie, in terms of trying to stay on the budget timeline, get our treasurers, make sure they're involved, that we meet these commitments in terms of the reviews by the LSB. So what do you suggest that we do there with KPFK?
Yeah, it is an issue. It is an issue. I could go into detail, but I won't. The budget was not ready. What I heard was that the station was preoccupied with that late drive, and had not begun the budget process. I talked to my folks down there, the business manager and the accounts payable person, and they hadn't gotten any information around which to construct the budget. I talked to Eva, and she said that people were exhausted and the May drive had thrown everything off. So on a more or less
hurry-up basis. We got the budget together just last week. And it is earlier for most folks. So we did have a couple of stations that were not able to meet our budget guidelines and had to work long, long hours with those folks to get something together for us here at Finance. So, yeah, it's different situation at every station. But I do believe that the treasurer needed to be more involved. We did that with WBAI. We did I know that Brian was in contact with Lois and the rest of these folks, but Kay has not been communication has not been, from what I understand, from everyone involved, what people might hope it would be. But it is done. I can share it, and be happy to do that, Casey, if you like.
Yeah, okay, so maybe after we go through the budget here, maybe we can kind of like look at this budget timeline to see which stations are, you know, are in the where they are in this process, and if we can help to, we can just identify, you know, where there may be the stations that will not, like, perhaps will be a stretch to make these commitments by the 31st of July.
Laverne, I have a couple questions regarding the budget.
Casey?
Lonnie, can you tell me whether when you were doing the budget with Eva, there were some initiatives that the LSB was recommending? For example, something from the Committee of Inclusion that had to do with the training process and volunteers and some things with regard to extra money needed for evaluation. Can you tell me if any of the LSB concerns were considered in this process?
No, I'm not aware of those, actually.
Okay.
They did not come up. The only one that came up was the extra money for the stringers. That was the only one that was brought up as an item for inclusion in this budget. I assume that those things might be addressed when it goes to the LSB. But no, I have not heard them from Eva or the business manager.
Okay. And as far as the what's been budgeted for legal contingency, is what's the amount there, and is it adequate?
Wow.
Excellent question. Would you do that for all the stations, Lonnie?
I did it for A. I did it for W. K is the only one I did not do it for because...
excuse me, can we do this part of it in executive session?
I mean, you don't
other than
do
just
that,
telling
yeah.
us the amounts?
Yes, you don't
want no,
to do that.
No, don't want the amount.
Right.
Where do you find it in the budget?
If there is... right now, Ambrose, there's nothing there. Okay.
Okay. Gotcha.
So there's nothing there now.
No, there is not.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
I have a quick question on that point.
Sure.
So the professional services under administrative expenses is something distinct from legal?
Because those would be for that current fiscal year, and some of the legal we're talking about is for this year. Okay.
Oh, I see. Well, but wouldn't that fall into the cash and capital portion under legal expense special assessment?
Yeah, you would put it there, but as you can see, it's not there.
Right.
That is
okay.
an item to be estimated and taken into consideration at this point into the budget. It has not been.
Okay. More questions? Any additional questions? Okay, we want to move to
C.
Let's move to C. Please go ahead.
I know we don't have a person from C on the call, but I will say what I know about C. Yeah.
Okay, so we can just make it brief, and if there are questions,
I'll just make it brief. C does issue for C. They will need an infusion of $100,000 from the mail drive. Otherwise, they would have in this budget $9,000 only that they were able to have as a surplus against a monthly need of $104,000 or so that they need. That is the amount they should show. They are not able at this point to project $104,000, so they're working with us to try to identify $100,000 from this mail drop. But I think we'll be able to do that. But that does not deal with the underlying structural issue of how the drive and the revenues match up with what the structure actually is. So it is it'll have to be reviewed because either build that in as something that's done every year. I talked with Donna and
Markeisha and Dwayne, has something to be done every year and have that be seen as a big source of revenue each year. But right now, we had to create a source of revenue using the mail drop as a way to help this station be able to forecast next year something reasonable on the bottom line.
Question? Okay. I see that they have, you know, Dave was talking about in terms of not just the going rate in the plan. I see they have website income of $19K.
Yeah, stations have received $10,000 from CPB. It's grants that that's been distributed to stations, and they're using those funds to build up their websites and some of them to their capacity to raise money from their websites. So they're projecting some revenue. Some stations aren't.
We've got an account classification problem then, because that's going under.
Not know.
Sorry.
This is LaVarne. Go ahead. Lonnie?
Yeah, and they're trying various things. I know we're also trying something on the national level where we're trying to have the new websites being developed. We're looking to an eye to see if we can have it be easier for people to donate on the website and also ways to drive traffic to the website for that purpose and to...
Okay, great. Baruti, did you have a question?
No, that wasn't me.
I'm sorry, who was that?
That was Brian, I'm sorry.
Oh, Brian?
Sorry to talk over you, LaVarne. We may have an accounts problem there, Lonnie, because we book about $60,000 a year of memory serves and web income, but that all goes into listener support here.
Yeah, all of it. That's something we will. I'm going to put out a policy on that one, too. There's some confusion around it, and when we get the accounts payable, I'm working on that in 2 weeks. I'll have a policy. But the short version is CTV, our auditors, and accounting practice, too. That make no distinction between major donations and website income. All of it's considered listener support. Now, what we've done in the past...
You're talking about non-federal financial support, right?
Non-federal... Yeah, listener support would include all those things as non-federal.
But CPB's category is non-federal financial support for the purposes of determining the size of the community service grant.
Yeah, and CPB is interested. But in the end, they consider all of it listener income. They don't make sure... They don't separate major donations and website income. They don't even separate matching. They do separate community event income because they consider that fundraising. But the rest of it is considered as a support, aside from grants and community event income. And of course, but the rest of it, the auditors will make the adjustment every year. All of it goes into listener support. And the same thing is true for CTV in terms of how they calculate what the grant for a given station will be. They do it based on listener support, as you know, and they include all those categories of listener support.
Okay. Other question?
Dave, please. I seem to recall that there are changes in the CPB funding for many of the stations based on a reformulation of how they award that grant, and if I recall correctly, most of our stations were going to be negatively impacted.
Yeah.
Is that true for, I'm looking down for the CPB income, and is that true for T?
That's
and if so, what are the changes and why are they hitting our stations this way?
Yeah. Well, it's a long story, but last year, our CTB income was $1.8 million. For 07, it'll drop down to $1.6
million. Yeah, and CTB is $26,000 is losing.
Yeah, $219,000 less from CTB, 06 to 07. Of course, we found out why. Reading between the lines and how much I'd like to say on the air. But basically, my understanding is that CPB was looking for the first time to offer grants to new stations. And what they did is they essentially took the money from stations that are currently grantees and are essentially issuing those funds to new grantees. That's number one. Number two, as it was stated to me, was that stations which had a drop in listenership would have their normal up in revenue. That's a factor as well.
Wait, you got cut off right at the key point in that sentence. Can you repeat that last?
Well, the way they explained it to me was that stations had shown a drop in listenership, and therefore part of the formula is designed to show that drop in listenership as a reduction in funding. And that, too, was the second factor. The third factor was that one that's a little bit murky, but it was one where they have said that as their funds from Congress are reduced, when they divide the pie up, there was less money. And therefore, we see that reflected here as well.
Brian here?
Yes, Brian. Please,
if you want to check it out, Dave, it's on the CTV website, and it's pretty straightforward. The variables are listenership size.
Yep, it's there.
Total non-federal financial support. Whether or not you meet their minority incentive criteria.
Yep.
You meet X number out of five, staffing, governance, and so forth.
Yes,
and what they've created this year, which is hurting many of our stations, is it added incentives for rural stations, news stations. And it's basically taking money out of the pockets of urban stations this year, something that may offset that fiscal year 2008 if they'll be introducing an incentive for local news. You go over a certain threshold for local news programming. I believe it's about an hour a day, and urban stations can get a piece of that incentive.
So investments in our local news departments should be paying off very soon.
I would check out the specific criteria before I banked on it. They're like piloting that incentive this year with a select number of stations.
It won't get us back to our original levels. It'll get us better than this, but it won't get us back to the 1.8. I did the numbers on it. That's assuming we get it.
Got it.
And also it assumes that CTV is level funded next year. That may or may not be the case. They are worried about the funding. Well, anyway, we have less money coming from CTV in the neighborhood of $219,000. That was one of the complicating factors for WBAI, our next station, because they lost $109,000 as a result of the CTV reduction.
I heard Patty come on. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm sorry I was late. I was had an appointment and I was late.
Okay, what we're doing is we're one of the budgets of the stations. We've already gone over the consolidated budget. So we're ready to move to the next station, Lonnie. Are there more questions?
We're ready for WBAI.
We just finished KPFT. Okay, we want to move to...
WBAI.
Yes. Oh, good timing, Patty.
Well, WBAI. You'll notice that WBAI in 2004 had listenership support of 2.8 million. And the current budget for 2007 now has listenership support at 2.4 million. Over a $400,000 reduction in the amount. The audit was $2.8 million in 2004, and now our 2007 budget is at $2.4 million, so a $400,000 reduction. So it's clear that the station cannot budget at the levels it has in the past, and that revenue from listener support is down. The question is whether or not expenses have been able to follow suit. This budget, on paper, does reduce these $2.4 million. I'm reading from CL666, in case those of you that want to line 666, in case those want to read along. But notice that in major donations, they have budgeted $360,000. And that is compared to $247,000 in 04, $200,000 in 05, $300,000 in 06, and now $360,000. They have done well in raising money and major donations, but it is if the station has a tumultuous year in 07, one of the first ways in which that shows, aside from listener support, will be in the major donation area, because that's a labor-intensive activity to raise money for major donors. So I consider that a vulnerability, because it does require a lot of time and work to cultivate those major donors. Ditto on website income, of course, budgeted at $60,000, which is less than it has been in the past, but it's still 60,000. And community events is at 200,000. And the rest of it is known dollars that should work out. So the revenue outlook, while conservative, still has a couple of components to it that they're monitoring. And when we go back to WBAI, one of the things I will be doing is testing these numbers with Indra and Amber Rudy, saying, are we sure that we can raise these dollars in these categories? So that's the revenue picture. On the salary side, that's pretty straightforward. They do have a new union contract. It's a known dollar. And salaries at WBAI, for those that want to track the audit in 2004, I'm talking gross salaries now. Salaries paid out in 2004, $1,140,000. In this year, the salaries are being budgeted at $1,073,000. So there's been a reduction in the salary side of about $100,000. So that is one of the things that the station has seen, in fact, reducing the salary structure. Salaries and related costs, so it's audit $1.5 million in 2004, and in 2007 they're budgeting $1.36 million, $1,363,000 versus $1,552,000 in 2004. So the rest of the categories are relatively flat across the years. Not much change in administration over the years, last 3 or 4 years. Not much change in programming, except the numbers have gone down slightly. Development, they were spending 2004 audit, $357,000 in development. They're down to $260,000 now, a reduction of about $100,000. So you can see where the revenues are down, the expenses went down too. About $200,000. But even given that expense reduction, WBAI will require, in order to get close to a 1 month, a $200,000 additional infusion of cash in their participants in the mail drop. Question, how reliable is that number in terms of producing those funds? Pretty reliable. We say we've got it. Drop a million pieces, you're going to get $600,000-$700,000. That's net minus cost, so there will be some funds available, especially if you're doing 2 million drop pieces. So those funds likely will show up, at least some part of it, the major part of it. Their bottom line is with the $200,000, they show at $311,000 surplus. Without it, they would be at $111,000. In 2004 audit, surplus they showed was $39,000. Last year, I think, they came in at $40,000. So they've always been down in the $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 range. And in 2007 on the budget, it's $100,000. So they've picked up maybe $60,000 in savings. You can look at it that way. But they don't have any reserves. So they have to have the 1 month operating this at September 30th. So they have no savings to dip into. So anyway, financially, WBAI, as I said, I am there traveling tomorrow, Wednesday. My internal CPA person is there already today. And what we're doing is we're looking to go through the book at WBAI. What we're trying to do is to verify some of the numbers that we're seeing on paper from this year. We want to verify those numbers. And we want to catch the station up in terms of their accounting because they have fallen behind. And we're going to go there and physically do the accounting. And they're the one station that will hold us up as we try to bring everybody into the new accounting package. So we're not taking any chances. We're going to go do the work. And also we'll look at other ways in which we think the station might save money. Given the volatile situation there, I just think it's wise to go there and develop a quick transition plan around how we will handle a transition if that will happen quickly. And we need to look at passwords and bank accounts and how cash has been handled and ensure that the network's best interests are looked to.
This is Dave.
And can can I get on the stack too, Dave?
Dave, Baruchi.
Yeah, a couple things. First, first question is the listener income predicated on the same number of fundraising days this year as last year? Because I'm concerned about the phenomenon Brian talked about earlier, which is, you know, getting less and less out of each drive when you keep going that long. And the other thing is there any sense of how we as a network might be able to make an investment at WBAI to change their situation materially? Because you can get into a downward spiral at times when you're struggling, when your income makes it difficult for you even to meet current expenses, and all those current expenses are sort of spoken for. You're not really in a position to make investments in new kinds of things that change your situation. So has there been any talk of, you know, a way that we might invest to bring back or bring in some, again, new kinds of revenue as a result of new services? So two questions, fundraising days and investment possibilities.
Well, that's on fundraising days. No, I think the strategy is to get the fulfillment rate up, because they feel that that's something they can control internally. 2 years ago, their fulfillment rate was 73%, and they have gotten it to 78%, and that is substantial improvement. However, if things are volatile at WBAI, I'm not sure if the fulfillment rate next year will bear out. A lot depends on, you know, stability. So the fundraising days, I think they are doing the fundraising days pretty much this year as they did last year. They are doing well with their mini drive. That is to say, they're doing what amounts to their summer drive now. And they're doing quite well, 35,000 a day for the first 3 days, helping to make up for some of the shortfall from the May drive. So my projection is that they will, come out with $70,000, $90,000, and maybe half a month. On the issue of new initiatives, I'm not aware of any. They've tried several things that have worked, but the issue has been sustainability. They will try something, and if it does work even, they don't tend to follow through to do it again. Website income 1 year, they raised $60,000. They did an advertisement in The Nation that raised $40,000 or $50,000, but they tend not to sustain and do it. They have had good success with major donor income. If you look at these numbers this year, those numbers were good for major donor income. But as I say, what I see on this end is just numbers on a page. I have to go through the station and be sure that those numbers reflect reality. And I check bank accounts and I check the books and a number of other things. I'm doing that every year with every station. I verify these numbers. I have to see for myself before I put them up for final consideration to the board. So I'm doing that again this time. Of course, I'm on WBAI.
Okay. Rudy?
I wanted to, in terms of the listener support, I think that in the next draft, at least from my perspective, that number will have to be adjusted.
Downward.
I guess my feeling is that it's still based on, even with a higher fulfillment rate, it's still based on drives that are close to, you know, in the $950 million range, which we haven't had that in this year at all. I think historically we'd always anticipated $1 million drives, and I think another small drive for over $300,000, and the net, you know, and we would net at a fulfillment rate, you know, in this particular area. That's what last year's budget was based on. So I'm assuming that even with a higher fulfillment rate, we're still talking drives of 950 plus, which we haven't been doing. So I see that as being an adjustment to major donors. I mean, I haven't had a chance to talk with Indra and Yvonne to get the reason, you know, get the analysis about this particular number. But I know we had a major donor this year, but it was restricted funding. It was for starting a building fund. So that doesn't help us on the operational side. So, you know, maybe there's some major donors out there that are going to contribute to operate covering operating costs. But like I said, that to me that warrants further investigation. And like Lonnie said, that website income too. You know, I don't see our website doing those kind of numbers.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. I mean, unless, like you said, unless we're talking about making a major investment in the website, and also I think it's going to require changing what people do on air. Like I listen to a jazz station in New York, and all the DJs are saying, you know, go to our website, and, you know, as during the show, telling people go to the website and pledge. And they'll even announce on the air, you know, people that have pledged during their show. So they have a strategic plan in which they push people to the website. We don't have that. So for us to try to anticipate $60,000 of website income, I think is definitely overly optimistic. But, you know, maybe there's a plan that I'm just not aware of yet, but I think that's on the high side. So I'm seeing that. These numbers are gonna, at least from my perspective, and it sounds like Lonnie's saying the same thing too, that these numbers are gonna have to really be looked at a little bit more closely before we get the second draft out.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I'm going, Herbert, is to say what stands behind these numbers and get the detail. But you have to, you know, have to make sure that you understand these numbers and they're reasonable or something. On the listenership income, the $2.4 million, just so you know, if you're going to have that discussion before with the LSC and Finance Committee, that if you have a goal of
$950,000
and if your fulfillment rate is 78%, which is what they're projecting, that may be true, it may not be true, you're going to net $741,000. At $741,000 comes $2.2 million. And then you have a summer drive on top of that of a couple hundred thousand. But that again is something that, well, will next year be that way? So you have to test the numbers, test the plan, look at the details, and then see what's behind these numbers. So if I'm there, as I say on Wednesday, we'll get together, let's have a look.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are there more questions? I have a question. You talked about the mail drop and 200K going to BAI. So those numbers are not in the budget, or?
Yeah, they're down in cash and capital.
Oh, I see. Oh, right. It's that's the 200K. That's the
check
from National Office.
Yeah, we do a joint mail drop, and they want to use their mailing list. So we figure with a mailing in that East Coast area. And with their mailing list, 200,000, I think, does look doable, you know.
Okay, so that's the support from National Office. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask another question?
Sure, for Rudy.
Is there any station that's doing 60 to, you know, in that area in terms of website? Is anybody generating that kind of income from their website?
KPFA is.
Per drive?
Okay.
Yeah, no, per year.
No, annually.
We did it. I mean, it's hard to know because people can pledge online, but it may not have been from online. But I think in our last drive, we had something like, I think we're averaging 40,000 to 60,000 per drive from our website.
Oh, wow, that's great. So is it, I mean, I guess we,
actually,
you know,
David, right, it is per drive. Sorry. Okay, yeah.
So we need, I mean, somehow we need to talk. I mean, I don't know what's the mechanism for this, but... we at WBAI need to speak to whoever is the person is at your station that's doing this, because I think we need help in that area.
Well,
so I don't know what
the virtual program director initiative. Maybe you guys have a real advantage over every other station in that you make more of your programming available online than any other station does. My understanding is you archive the last 90 days of your public affairs. And the VPV program is meant to allow listeners to organize that in ways that are attractive to other listeners and get them to solicit listenership. So I have a feeling that you guys are very well positioned to take advantage of the desire for web-based offerings better than anyone else. And, you know, when I talk about what are, you know, do we have a strategy to do investment, I know that Pete is helping you, but, you know, he's really doing an incredible amount of work on an incredible number of fronts. And so the question is, you know, could we make an investment there? Because I just feel like you really have a lot of potential there, particularly because you, more than any other station, have made the decision to make your content really broadly available through the web.
Faridi,
were you about to answer?
No. I would just, go ahead. I'll wait till Brian's finished. I just wanted to
Brian?
I would just suggest y'all get in touch with our web person. Our last web director came to that position by being a database programmer for us. She was able to make our website talk to Memphis. And we get pledges through the website. People are able to put comments in when they pledge. A minute later, it'll pop up in front of the programmer. It's on the air raising money. And they can thank people by location, just like you were talking about on that jazz station.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been getting pledges from across the country, you know, across the world, actually. Gives a real kick to the fundraising when people are able to read that off. Gets the programmers have fun. They start promoting it on the air because they want to see that pledge come in from Baltimore or France or Singapore or the other places.
So we'd
be happy to share that code.
Okay. Can you email me that information, Brian? I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, let me make sure I have your email address right now.
Okay.
Are there other questions? I have a question. When you talked about, you know, going to BAI and you're saying about redo accounting and being prepared for the accounting package, so the crash of the software, is that part of the problem there at BAI when you're saying trying to redo the accounting and verifying numbers? Is that part of the software crash? Or
They're very far behind, LMR.
Sorry?
They're very far behind on their input.
Uh-huh.
And WBAI, so we're going there to do the input and catch them up.
So you have temporary support there to help you get that done?
No, I'm going along with someone from my office.
Right
now in front of that computer and do the input over the next 3 days, 24/7 if we have to.
And you said preparing for the accounting package. Can you just like spend maybe 30 seconds on where we are with the accounting package and when it will be installed?
I think in my last memo, some stations have caught all the way up to June. They're caught up. They've done their input.
Right. I mean, the new accounting package, we had talked about that. But when do you think that will be ready to be installed, and where are you in terms of the purchase? And
yeah, we are. It'll be ready October 1st.
Okay. We're going with Great Plains version, 9, the latest?
The latest version, which is version 9, yeah, which is a little bit easier.
Okay, so that's what you're preparing BAI to be ready to install that on 10-1?
Yes, and just want to make sure that everybody is ready.
LeVon?
Yes,
Dave? Can I ask a question relevant to that quickly? I'd raised the question about balance sheets. We're getting the income statements incredibly promptly now, but it's been a while since we've had a balance sheet. When do you think we'll be able to get some balance sheets?
Yeah, input is part of the problem, Dave. You know, if they don't do the input, then there's no, the balance sheet is like, you can't do it. It's just, you know, four stations, you have to have them all. So that's one of the reasons I'm going to New York this week, is to help them get their balance sheet accounts input done so that we can produce that balance sheet. And right now, I say 2 weeks, as I said, I think last time, we'll be ready with a balance sheet in 2 weeks. We have it for, three of our four or five stations. Three of the five stations, we just have to get WBAI ready and get their balance sheet accounts in order.
Okay, thank you. Are there more questions?
Yeah,
Shall we move on?
I have another question about BAI before we
go.
Go
ahead, Dave.
My understanding was that, I'm not clear on what the state of BAI's current contributions to central services are, and I know that one of the things that was raised at our last board meeting was the question of whether BAI was going to be able to forego their central services in order to be able to make ends meet. And I was wondering, as I look at this, are we going to end the year with the national office having gotten less income from WBAI than its listener support would have called for, and then do we have any policies if that's the case on is there going to be any requirement during the course of the next year that they make that up?
It does go on the balance sheet as a liability that they owe us those funds.
we have been paying their legal, and they have been trying to keep up with their central services, but legal has been an issue for them, about $60,000. So if they are not able to pay those bills, then what will happen is it will go on the balance sheet as a as an outstanding liability, and we will ask that they make up those funds on next fiscal, you know.
And is that possibility reflected in their budget as it exists right now?
Well, when we go back for the second look and I have a look at what their actual cash flow is, it will get reflected. Yeah, that's where it would show up on the balance sheet. And then I would produce a budget that show that as a loan or a liability that they have next year, and it'll show a pay down schedule and cash and capital section of the budget. Right now it's not there because I don't have the information I need.
Got it.
Yes, it's on my mind.
Okay. More questions? Shall we move to W?
Brian here. I have a quick question.
Sure, Brian.
Lonnie, has there been any conversation on helping BAI get to a less expensive place?
Say again, Brian.
I understand BAI is saddled with a really expensive lease.
Yeah.
In terms of looking at one-time costs that could make their bottom line look better, has there been any discussion of helping them move?
Oh, yeah.
Again, that's something I'll be looking at, too, when I go. I've been working hard on that one. They are paying $250,000 for the space that they're in. They're on Wall Street, which is expensive space. And we've been talking for some time about moving them out of there, I think. But moving, you know, just as for an individual, it's an expensive proposition. First, last, and security. So moving them would probably cost in the neighborhood of installing new equipment for $500,000. We costed out moving WPFW when they were really at the, you know, really looking at moving. And you're talking about, you know, build out, rehabbing a space. You'd have to borrow the money, but the total cost, I think, at W looked like $600,000-$700,000. I assume that WBAI might be a similar cost.
And you didn't mention the cost of getting out of that lease.
Yes, you'd have to. They might let us out of the lease. They would like to see, I believe, WBAI, you know, not there. So we could probably swing that, I do believe. But it's they're thinking about a capital campaign, as W is, aimed solely at finding a new space in a new building. And that is their... If you were to take those, solve that problem, WBI would be in a much better shape financially.
Do you have any idea what the net per annum savings would be?
Yeah, I think they'd say somewhere around $200,000, depending, of course, what the mortgage is on a new building if they were buying, or what the rent would be on a new space. If they were, you know, someplace like the bottom of a church or some space like a rehabilitated warehouse space, then, of course, there would be some upfront costs. But you could borrow that money.
Right. I mean, why not amortize the moving costs?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you were to borrow it and pay it off, they could save $150,000 to $200,000, I believe, in the course of a year, assuming you could find a space somewhere between $50,000 and $75,000. And you raise some money, too, on the side, capital campaign of $100,000 or $200,000. You could swing it. You could do it.
Okay. Additional questions? Shall we move to W?
Well, before we go, I just want to note that the reason none of us had asked that question was the last time we went around this, we had heard that the prohibitive cost was the cost of getting out of the lease, and therefore that it didn't make sense, and that it was less attractive than waiting a period of time in the current space. But if that's changed, you know, I think the idea of trying to get financing to allow them to do that makes a whole lot of sense.
Well, you'd be borrowing, because in the network, we'd be borrowing money. So that would be an issue. And of course,
but we're not bending it. Yeah. We're not borrowing it to spend. We're borrowing it to get an asset and to reduce ongoing costs. That's a very different thing.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I would certainly would want to recommend it. Just hope for
a year of stability at that station, so we can have, you know, the people there working with me on a consistent basis. That's what we need to do. Just some, you know, ability to.
This is Patty.